Proclamation number 233, dated the December 21st, 1937. Faith, hope, love. Concern for the weak and misguided. Behold, my child, we all want you to succeed in detaching your heart from everything that might impede your path of ascent. The Lord always has His teachings ready for you, and if you make an effort to receive His words eagerly, you will never lose the divine grace, for one thing will always remain with you. You long for the Father, and thus your striving will never be in vain. If the divine flame, which shall enlighten you, ignites your heart, not one day in your life will pass by without sincerely sending thoughts up to your Savior and Redeemer, and then every thought will carry so many blessings within itself. Faith, hope and love will unite, for faith lifts your thoughts up to Him. You may always hope for His grace and will always have His love. Oh, my child, complete the work you have started. So many things will still be offered to you, and what you receive will make you happy. The strength that flows from you as a result of your work will continue to fortify many earthly children which hitherto had lived an empty and insecure life. If the Savior conveys this to you, it happens again because of love for all those people, since the Savior seeks to win all of them over in order to prepare the kingdom of God for them. Every being is dear to God, and, in order to save them from ruin, He is constantly concerned for the weak and the erring. He noticeably guides them in every hour of adversity by drawing their attention to eternity, and then He will let His teachings be conveyed to them, for the Savior knows what is right for everyone in order to win all hearts. If He therefore conveys His words through you, it will ease their steps on the path to eternity, and the more the human being's affirmative attitude towards the eternal God grows, the more he will detach himself from the power of darkness. He would like everyone to realize that they prepare their own eternal life, that they will also have to carry the responsibility for their every action or inaction in earthly life. Everyone should abide by His grace. After all, he can so easily acquire it by merely fervently appealing for it, and it will be granted to him unabatedly. And if you are instructed time and again that you will acquire the kingdom of heaven if you remain in love, then you should all heed this wake-up call. Love one another. Don't act unkindly towards each other, but always try to give love. Then your life will be blessed, and you will open your heart for everything that comes from the Father. God Himself is love, after all, and God will always be close to you if you live in love. And God has placed the longing for love in every human heart, and therefore love shall also redeem you and one day provide you with eternal bliss. Amen.